My name is Stephanie Bliss. I am with the Intertribal Council of Michigan, and I serve as the REACH National Organization Program Manager. We have two partners for this project. We have Red Star Innovations out of Tucson, Arizona, and Hannibal Indian Community out of Wilson, Michigan, which is in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. For this presentation this morning, I'll briefly go over NEED, program goal, our strategies used, lessons learned, and a digital story. Our target audience is American Indians and Alaskan Natives living in the United States, and more specifically, we're working with staff that work and serve in tribal communities. American Indians and Alaskan Natives had the highest smoking prevalence of all the racial ethnic groups according to the 2011 National Health Interview Survey at 32.7%. Also, 17.8% of American Indian Alaskan Natives smoked during pregnancy, and this is compared to 13.9% of non-Hispanic white women. While the overall prevalence is important to monitor, the smoking prevalence does vary greatly from across the 566 federally recognized tribes. And we have seen data that shows prevalence of up to 70%, and that's according to the American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey, which is specifically for American Indians, and REACH U.S. Risk Factor information. To maximize resources is not only beneficial but necessary. Integrating commercial tobacco prevention control into chronic disease programs can assist tribes in decreasing the burden of commercial tobacco on disease in their communities. And then I'd just like to pause here for a minute and explain why I'm using the term commercial tobacco. Tobacco in its pure form has been used in tribal communities for many years for ceremonies and other significant events. It is referred to as sacred tobacco or traditional tobacco. And because of this, mainstream programs for tobacco control and prevention do not always work in tribal communities. Our program goal is to reduce the burden of commercial tobacco use in tribal communities by disseminating best and promising practices that integrate commercial tobacco prevention and control and chronic disease programming. Some of the strategies we have used include trainings for the basic tobacco intervention skills certification for Native communities. This is a program that was put out by University of Arizona Healthcare Partnership. The certification program goes over the health consequences of using commercial tobacco. It also goes over treatment options, the 5A model, and motivational interviewing. It's a brief intervention, so it should last between 3 and 10 minutes, and brief interventions have been shown to increase quit rates by up to 60%. We also had a day-and-a-half workshop with over 150 participants. We went over evaluation techniques. We had a training on strengthening existing programs in tribal communities, and we also highlighted programs that were currently happening in tribal communities, including youth programs. Hannibal Indian Community, one of our partners, has developed and implemented a media campaign where they worked with the local school system, and it's pretty small, but they put together a billboard. These are first graders that came up with the idea for the billboard. So their pictures are in there. It says, "Smoking makes you look old. Quit." So that was put in their community. They also came up with a community calendar that was disseminated to all the people in their community. And they had an art contest to decide what pictures would be in there. So all the students were involved with that in the local school. We've also worked to develop and maintain a community wellness council. And we've created partnerships to leverage resources as well. This map is a tool that I've been using to track where our REACH is and where we need to improve our REACH. So this is from our workshop that we conducted, and it shows the states that were covered from that workshop. Some of the lessons we have learned is that the use of traditional tobacco in ceremonies and other significant events is part of the American Indian culture. Each federally recognized tribe is a sovereign nation, Therefore, adapting systems and environmental changes is different for every tribe. There's no one size fits all. Community members are more willing to participate in programs if the person leading the program is from the local community. And trust in building relationships take time, and listening is way more important than talking when you're working with tribal communities. So hopefully this is supposed to just start working, so I'm going to be quiet.
I didn't know what to expect when I attended the basic tobacco intervention skills training. We learned about the difference between traditional and commercial tobacco. We used the flowchart to map out our daily activities to see how we could implement the 5A models for tobacco intervention. I was excited about the opportunity to take this knowledge back to my community. Yet, when I returned home, I found that the journey would not be one that would come with ease. You see, smoking is a very touchy subject in my community, and my first couple of tries to implement the 5As was rough. Our people are a sovereign nation, and ever since we came over from Mexico, we don't like to be asked a lot of questions, and we don't like people in our business. It seems like commercial tobacco is not looked at as a bad thing because many people do it. One day when I was getting things ready for the summer youth program, a male teen began sharing his everyday struggles with me. As he was leaving, he pulled a cigarette from his pocket. I asked, "Hey, I didn't know you smoked." He told me he started when he was 11 to stay awake during our cultural ceremonies. "You're an idiot, bro. Do you know all the kinds of crafts and chemicals they put in that cancer stick?" He shook it off and looked at me kind of sad. Then, I began to advise him about traditional tobacco use and asked if he would quit. He said, "Nah, man." Then asked, "When was tobacco first introduced to our people?" I went blank. I didn't have an answer. Afterwards, I started asking my boss and other coworkers who are culturally involved, "When did we pick up tobacco use in our sacred ceremonies?" I asked an elder if we had any stories about traditional tobacco. I learned that we use traditional tobacco to celebrate new beginnings, blessings, and also as payment for traditional dancers. I am a recreational specialist for the Pasquaiki Tribe's Recreation Department. My focus is to promote health and well-being among our people and to prevent them from getting diabetes. The youth's question was a spark for me. He was looking for guidance and wisdom, and I, in turn, was searching for answers with elders and others in our community. I don't have all the answers, but as for myself, I am learning about a whole new part of me, a whole new world and mindset. We all can be a spark for each other.
Okay, I too have the disclaimer from CDC. So everything I presented today is my own opinion and not the view or opinion of CDC. That digital story was just completed for our last year, year four of our grant, and we do have 6 more digital stories that we will be sharing on our website in the upcoming months. So thank you very much, and we'll be here for questions. Thank you.